Wow.
And I looked at him and he was this boy bander personality and writing me songs. Yeah. No, that is NSYNC. That's okay, not
NSYNC.
I still didn't learn anything.
Listen, the last podcast we got corrected too.
Whatever. How about this?
No,
you guys weren't.
That's not it.
How about that?
That's absolutely accurate.
Yo, I'm excited.
I am too.
Really, really excited. I am Michael Jr. This is my amazing, phenomenal, awesome wife, Ebony. And we get to do this together. Yes. She's my co-hostess. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Yeah. How you had something big happen recently?
I did.
So like how recent was it though?
Just 8 hours ago.
8 hours ago. Wow. 8 hours ago, something crazy doggone happened. What was this? You want to tell them what it was?
It's my third grandbaby.
Wow. Grandbaby number three showed up 8 hours ago. Yeah. We will put up a picture, but you guys are creepy. We don't want our picture all over the place. For real. Baby number three. And the labor was, wow, the labor.
Whew. It's super fast.
How long was the labor?
She came in 15 minutes.
15 minute labor. Like for real. The doctor couldn't even get there. It was a head.
Yeah, the nurse delivered her.
That's how my grandbabies get down. You know, I'm like, when the nurse came in, it was a head sticking out. I'm like, yo, where you headed? That's how we get down. Like for real. That's how we get down. And
doing fabulous. Mommy's doing fabulous. Everybody's doing wonderful.
We save money. The doctor didn't get there on time. We're going to save that money. We're going to put that in the college fund or something. Is that how that works?
I don't think so.
Oh. He shouldn't charge. Dude just showed up for the pictures. It's just weird in general.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited. Hope you guys like my shirt because you're going to see this in every episode. Yes. Do I like to change clothes? Nope. All right. So listen, as you guys may know, you want to set up this episode and tell them what to do? I'll tease it and then you run it after that. Or you want to tease it?
Whatever you want.
Okay. Let me see if I can tease it.
Whatever you want to do.
All right. So on this episode, we have, because we do a tour now called Funny How Marriage Works.
Yes.
Where we use comedy to help people understand how marriage works. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of success helping a bunch of our friends. And there's one couple who was really the OG couple, the original kind of, but we didn't help them at all. their stuff just fell apart. I mean, maybe, yeah, it just kind of fell apart. So in the last episode, we had Michael McCutcheon on, who's a close friend of ours, a really close friend of ours. We call him Mac. And he was married, and now he's not. Like, the marriage just fell apart. And we heard from him what happened. But now we're about to hear from his ex-wife what happened.
Unheard of.
We want to know what happened from her. You might be wondering, what could you learn from a woman who is married and now she ain't? You about to find out.
Okay.
I love this podcast.
You'll be laughing out loud and all of a sudden, boom, something that can really help you drops in your lap.
I like it because I unexpectedly learn about life.
It is so funny.
I get to laugh and learn about life at the same time.
I like listening to Funny How Life Works with the car of my parents. With the car in my parents. Okay.
Cool. All right. So non-sponsor. Who you wanna make the non-sponsor sponsor? I know you got one. Who is it? Tell them who it is.
Embrace Grace.
Embrace Grace. Some dudes out there are married to a woman named Grace. Like, that's what I do. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're saying.
Embrace Grace is an organization based here in Texas. They help women who have an unplanned pregnancy get through that process with bravery, courage, and the love of Christ. And it is awesome.
Yeah. Embrace the doggone Grace, not the woman. I mean, if you're married to Grace, go ahead and embrace her. But it's a different thing. Anyway, check them out. You just Google it. We don't know the website because it's a non-sponsor. They ain't paying us. You can find them.
Embracegrace.org.
Okay. Or that. Yeah. So also at the end of this episode, we're going to give you something brand new. We're going to be doing a giveaway, not just a giveaway. Everybody who listens to the whole podcast, you'll get this. If you fast forward, it's not going to be there.
It's going to disappear.
It's just going to vanish somehow, maybe. Don't be flipping through. And now we're also going to let's just do a voicemail.
Yeah, I love those. Never know what we're gonna get.
We don't know what we're gonna get. We haven't heard these voicemails beforehand, so we're gonna do a voicemail. Let's go. Let's listen to one. By the way, if you want to leave a voicemail, the phone number, you just call this phone number. You pick up a phone. I'm sorry, a cell phone. The other day I was talking to somebody. He's like, "What is it?" I said, "Telephone." They're like, "What is that?" I was like, "You don't know what a telephone is?" Telephone. She's like 15 years old. It's like, "What's the telephone?" I was like, "You don't know what a telephone is?" Then I hit him in their throat.
Oh my god!
Just
like,
ah, I just blah right in the throat. Right in the throat. Child abuse. Right in the throat. Not child abuse. They was 16. He's a grown man. Anyway.
Okay.
So if you want to leave a voicemail, just call 214-308-1177. That is 214. Well, just rewind if you didn't hear me. Goodness gracious. Well, I got to repeat it. 214-308-1177. Leave a voicemail and you could be, we could answer your voicemail just like this on air. Go.
Hello, Michael. I was wondering, does the dog automatically turn off? I mean, often I hear you say, dog on, that's the dog on, oh, dog on. And I'm like, man, I wonder if it ever turns off. That would be an awesome gift for our family because my husband does not like dogs. And if we can get one that could turn on and turn off, that would be great. Where do I get it? So, thanks. Just let me know on the podcast. All right, dog out.
I don't see anything funny about that.
Dog on.
I never say that, by the way.
You dog on show do.
I don't say that. It's not something I say, lady. So you ain't gonna get no dog. How about that? Dog off.
Dog.
No, that was
off.
Funny. Thanks for leaving that voicemail. That was pretty cool. I like that a lot. Cool. Can we block listeners? Is that possible? Can we block somebody who's Nah, I love our listeners. That was dope. Thanks for sharing that. Cool. All right, we're gonna read a comment too. We like to read comments. This comment is from YouTube. We go to YouTube sometime because this podcast is also on YouTube. So we're gonna go ahead and read a comment from YouTube. This comment says, "Wow, okay, bi-weekly, like this paycheck or something." Okay, yeah. So for those who don't know, we shift the podcast to bi-weekly. Cause there's a lot of stuff going on. We just finished a course called Funny How Marriage Works, which you can get if you want to. You just go to, I don't know, Google it, find it somewhere. There'll be a link in the show notes now that I said this, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. If not, somebody's going to have to be released. I'm just playing. They won't get paid bi-weekly. cool. And then somebody else said, yes, share. And then that was a weird comment. I should have comments prepared first.
Yes, so y'all.
One comment is yes, I'm the first one to leave a comment.
If you subscribe and comment, that would help us have something to talk about during this podcast.
No, we got a group of comments. No. We got a group of comments. So here, look, watch this. I'm going to go here. I just went to, not that one. So even if I click here and I go there, look, this one has 37 comments. Here's one. Here, read that comment.
Such an amazing podcast. I always loved the wit and banter between Michael Jr. and Tech Guy Nick. And was a little brokenhearted that he no longer.
This is a long one.
Oh, was the co-host. Even though I love Pastor Kyle, It was so good to see him doing well. Thank you, Michael Jr., for bringing him back for all the gaps.
Yeah. By the way, update on Tech Guy Nick. He got engaged. Yes, he got engaged. And then we were super excited. They were sending the thing, and I texted him because I hadn't gotten an invitation. It's like, hey, man. But then, no, you told me to text him. Remember? I was like, I shouldn't text him because what if it didn't work out? And then, we'll leave it at that. Because, listen, the only way to get, by the way, we did some Man on the Street videos yesterday. I'm going to change subjects. We did some Man on the Street videos the other day. And yesterday, as a matter of fact, and there was a woman there who was engaged. But before she got engaged, they was engaged. And then the dude decided that he didn't want to engage. And I told her the reason he don't want to get engaged is because you were already engaged. And then I asked him on camera. I was like, had she not engaged with you, would you be more likely to want to get engaged? And that brother looked at me, he's like, you know what? I never thought about it, but you're probably right. And she was like, what? I was like, I told you, you got engaged. Now he disengaged. I hope you guys are figuring out what I'm talking about. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and introduce this guest because she was engaged And then they got in, and then after the engagement, they were together, and mm-hmm. then they disengaged.
Yes. And so we're very, very, very excited because this, I mean, how often do you get to talk to both spouses in a divorce and find out both sides of the story? Like, that is like almost unheard of. So we are very excited to have with us today, Miss Alicia McCutcheon.
Wow. Alicia McCutcheon, because we talked to Mac. Now we're about to get her side of the story.
Yeah.
He sounded like he figured some stuff out and whatever was going on. If you didn't hear the episode before this, you gotta listen because he said some stuff and now she about to say some stuff and I'm hoping it's gonna line up.
Hope it goes together.
So let's find out.
How are you, Alicia?
I'm good. I'm excited.
I'm glad you're ready. Here.
Cool.
Me too.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Mm-hmm. So tell us what you want to tell us. So first of all, you got married. When did you get married? How long were you married for?
We got married in February of 2011 and we were married for 7 years.
Was this one of those Valentine's marriages?
For a year.
Was this a Valentine's Day marriage?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. We wanted to get married in Hawaii and we found a cheap date marriage.
Cheap date. How do you get married in Hawaii for cheap if you live in the States, the connected states? How'd you do that?
Because I was a flight attendant at the time. And so it was.
So when you got to Hawaii, beautiful. did you get a hotel or did you stay in a car? Because he was.
Wow.
For those who don't know, her ex-husband ended up living in his car after they broke up. So let's get your side of the story. You want to go ahead. What questions do you have?
Yeah. So just tell us, you know, how did it start? Where'd you start seeing the issues? And I just want to hear your side of the story.
Okay. So, man, I think I can speak from the hindsight I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into our marriage.
Because he said it was all your fault. He was like, it was her.
He did.
She ain't no good. He just went on
and
on.
It's not true. No.
I did not say that.
No.
Okay.
Sure. So I grew up in a single parent home and my mom was the mom and dad. And I just had this realization literally last night as I was just kind of processing and, you know, getting ready to just share. I didn't trust him from the moment we started dating.
Wow.
And it blew my mind recognizing that because you can't go into a marriage where your foundation is, I don't trust my partner, the person I'm supposed to be yoked with. Mm-hmm. And I did not trust him at all. And that started immediately.
And how did that show up practically in the marriage when you say you didn't trust him? What are some things that would show up?
Oh, man. So I was highly suspicious all of the time. So combine my not trusting him with a deep-seated insecurity and anxiety that he was going to leave me. Immediately, I had that thought that, you know, men leave. That's kind of what happens. Mm-hmm. And they don't stick around. And so I was terrified and anxious all of the time that he was going to leave. So if I would come home from a trip and I remember mentally preparing myself that I would get home to find him in bed with someone else. Like I would have, and it was the most real feeling. I can't explain it. I could visualize the entire thing. Like I had this doomsday mentality, like, okay, Alicia, you just need to prepare yourself that when you get home, like your marriage is going to fall apart.
Wow.
And this was within the first year.
So you didn't even have a dog probably. You was like, I know what's going to happen. That dog want to sleep in the bed too. Like, Were you overprotective? Like over
Oh yeah. I was jealous. Like any interaction, and I was deeply, deeply insecure.
And there deeply was insecure. There anything that he had did that made you think that way? Or just it was just like
no.
it's coming.
No, I just knew. Mm-hmm. I knew inevitably that eventually he was going to leave. I just didn't know when. And so I would try and prepare myself. And I think in hindsight, I can see that before we got married, I had gone through a series of incredibly traumatic events, incredibly, incredibly traumatic. There was a workplace sexual assault, and then I lost four people in a row, very, very important people to me. So my grandfather passed away 6 months later. My grandma passed away. My great grandma passed away. And then my godfather died unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think that therapy was a thing. I thought that was something that like crazy people did. Like if you're crazy, you go to therapy. Mm-hmm. I'm not crazy. Mm-hmm. This is the wrong thought process I had. Right. Crazy in a good way. Yeah. So I went into our marriage with the goal and the mindset thinking he's going to be my quick fix. Right. He was like our courtship, if you will, that sounds like such a archaic word, but was really fast and furious and sweet. And I was a flight attendant at the time. And so when we were talking, we probably spent maybe over the course of a year, 3 weeks actually together. Wow. Over the course of a year.
Wow.
And
which was great, and it was for just, all of the issues you guys had going on inside. That was
exactly
right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I looked at him and he was this boy bander personality. Yeah, and writing me songs. Yeah. Yeah. No, that is NSYNC. That's okay, not
NSYNC. I still didn't learn anything.
Listen, the last podcast we got corrected too.
Whatever. How about this?
No,
you guys weren't.
That's not it.
How about that?
That's absolutely accurate. But I looked at him and I thought, you know, I had this mentality like this man rode in on a white horse. He's writing me music. This is where my story begins. Mm. And I looked at him with wrong thinking and I was like, he can fix me. Like all of this broken in me.
Now, were you
I don't
consciously aware
this.
Of the fact that you were thinking that he could
no.
fix you? Right. So all of this was going on in the sub. Now, how did it show up real time, though? Because this is you processing it after you guys are no longer together.
Yeah.
What did it look like real time on a day-to-day basis when you were having the thoughts you were having internally and he was having his thoughts even subconsciously? Well, how did it show up? Like, what did it look like?
So, I mean, he wasn't allowed to fail, right? Like I idolized him and I put him in a position and elevated him. He was like my God.
So you elevated him.
True idolatry.
And he's like 5'5". So you really, elevated the dude. He's a good friend of mine. He is 5'5". Are we dreaming? Like we've all met Mac before. The dude's 5'5". So you really elevated
him.
He's
5'7". He's whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I did.
Five. It's a better story if he's 5'5".
I did. Yeah. Okay. Right. So yeah, 5'5", you know, but I really elevated him. I idolized him in every sense of the word. So he wasn't allowed to fail.
Wow.
So any human moment he had was crippling to me. Mm-hmm. And I also walked in with zero identity. I was a people pleaser. I was navigating all of this trauma and I didn't have the language surrounding it. So And I had no idea what marriage looked like. I learned about marriage from like people I'd interacted with, but primarily I would see it on TV, right? And so I went in with a thought process that marriage was, you know, I would cook for my husband and I would clean for him, which I hate cleaning, and he is very clean. And so that was a point of contention. And then I just thought that, you know, I was supposed to be available for sex. And this was the thought process I had, kind of. I didn't have the context for what actual healthy conflict looked like and communication. And I went in, I had a deep realization about a week that I fundamentally was not lovable. And I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm. Right. So pause right there for a second. So we sat down recently, the three of us got on the phone recently, and we did with you kind of what I had done with Mac in episode we talked about in the episode before this. And you discovered something in that conversation as we walked you through the process. Now, some of this stuff is what we do in the Funny How Marriage Works course as well. But tell us about the moment, because you had something running in your subconscious for a long, long time that you weren't aware of. And then as God started revealing more stuff to me in Ebony, we were like, we need to have this conversation. We need to go back to the OGs of who really, really sparked us in a way like we need to help marriages. Let's go back to the OGs and bring this to you, actually. So we brought this to you, and this wasn't super long ago. And you discovered what about yourself specifically? Like Mac had a he had a sentence that was running in the back of his mind that he didn't know, which was, I'm not enough, right? He had that running in the back of his mind. I'm not enough. I don't matter. And you had something running too, but you weren't aware of it. And then when we called you, we got on a Zoom, you found that thing. And what was it? Yeah. And then what was that moment like when you discovered it?
Mine was, I'm not lovable. And I felt like I got run over by a truck.
Mm. Yeah.
It was the most mind-blowing experience of my life, mm-hmm. to know that I had been carrying that in my subconscious my entire life. And I could see, it was like, here's the root. And I could see every single branch of how I've operated, from work to friendships to my marriage to my family. Wow. Everything was centered in my thinking and truly believing subconsciously that I am not lovable.
Wow.
And it shattered my sense of self in the most magnificent and horrifying and healing way I've ever experienced. And from that moment on, literally, I feel like my entire life has changed.
Yeah.
In a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the way it was, it has blown my mind.
Okay, so that's now. So when you were married, yeah. and things, you know, pretty much immediately weren't off to a good start, at what point did you feel like, okay, this is probably really not going to work? Like, what happened in that instance?
Oh, man. I think that it was probably around the time my godfather died for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the straw that broke the camel's back kind of thing.
Okay, so let me add this real quick. So your godfather passes, and mm-hmm. when he passed, you had this thing running in the back of your mind, as you weren't aware of, your subconscious, mm-hmm. I'm not lovable, mm-hmm. and he passes. Looking back at that, how did that mindset affect that grieving period? Like, have you put any, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, one, I didn't trust my husband, mm-hmm. and I fundamentally didn't feel like I was capable of being loved. Mm-hmm. Like, I am not a lovable person, and I would not let him in. I didn't trust him with my heart, right? At all.
Mm.
And so you're going through the tipping point of grief, and I had no idea how to exist.
Wow.
I knew how to escape. I knew how to disassociate.
Wow.
But, and you know, every time we would have an argument or a disagreement, it would validate to me, oh, he doesn't love me. I'm not lovable.
Absolutely.
If he had a human moment, it's, oh, he doesn't love me. This totally just reconfirms this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I can see that now, but I would not share with him.
Yeah.
I would not allow him to navigate grief with me.
So in the moment that you needed to be loved the most, in your back of your mind, you're running a sentence that says, I'm not lovable. So the hurt had to be increased even more, because that's the moments that you need love the most. Like, that is a, so here's what's going to happen in the next episode, because we're going to do number 3. And if you're good with it, which I have a feeling you are, we're going to bring both of these people together. Because the sentence she was running in her subconscious that we kind of helped her find, mm-hmm. was, I'm not lovable. Her ex-husband's sentence was, I'm not enough. We're going to find out from both of them, how did that show up in their marriage? And was that really the fundamental thing that broke them apart the way it did? We're going to find this out in the next episode. It is funny how life works, but this is really funny how marriage works. What advice would you give to a woman who might be in a similar scenario right now, where she's doing things and she doesn't know why she's doing it, or her motivation, like, she may, is really biblical, where in, what is that, Romans, where it says, I don't do what I want to do, but the things I don't do, I do it, because it's like Dr. Seuss a little bit. So what would you say to a woman right now? She's struggling, or she's struggling in her marriage. Her husband may be trying, but she can't see it. What would you say to her to help to unveil a little bit where she could probably see to look inside versus outside? Because you were pushing out the whole time, which is one of the things we talk about in the course. Mm-hmm. You were pushing out the whole time. How would you help her to kind of look inward a little bit? Or what clues could you give her? What advice? Any advice at all for somebody who may be struggling in their marriage right now?
I think that the biggest thing is to get curious and look internal. Because I was too prideful. I think that I didn't want to look at myself. I was horrified to look inward because there was too much. And I think had I done that, had I really, really looked inside and got curious about why I was operating the way I was, and if I didn't live in fear, it would have been a lot different. And I would have been able to have empathy and compassion for what Michael was navigating rather than push him away and almost it was easy to vilify rather than to look insular.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. The conflict was actually the key to your freedom, which we'll get into in another episode. But all along, every time some conflict was showing up, it was an opportunity for you to, because had you looked inside, you probably could have saw, wait a minute, there's something wrong with the way I'm thinking about me. But you never even looked inside. You stayed outside because that's what we do to protect. This is how you protect yourself. You push out, push out, push out. When you got curious and looked inside, it blew your, like, even on the Zoom when we were looking at her. Remember when we saw that she got it?
Yes.
We let you discover it. We saw it. We was like, it's so obvious. She can't see this. But what happened is the thing that's in your subconscious, it didn't want to get pulled down because its job is to try to protect you. When that thing came down, I wish we would have been recording. You should have saw the look on your face.
It was like somebody was talking to you when it came out of your mouth. You were like, you said it, and then you're like,
and then you were done.
And then you heard it.
and then you start getting emotional to the point of tears, and then you couldn't say it again. Remember? It was hard for you to say it again, but I had you say it again and again and again. And I cannot wait till you see what happens when we get both of them on the podcast together in the next episode. I'm about to go off the cuff. The off-the-cuff moment I want to go off-the-cuff on is when Elisha said, I got curious. Curiosity is 100% unquestionably a key. It is a key for your freedom. It is a key, but you got to make sure you're turning the key the right way.
Yeah.
Because if you're only curious about why somebody else is doing something, you're turning the key the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But if you get curious about why you're doing it, you're going to open up a door that's going to lead to some significant freedom for you. And then as a result, freedom for the people around you because of how you're getting down from that point on. Elisha did it. And now I can't wait to see what kind of relationship her and her ex-husband currently has on the next episode. That's the off-the-cuff moment I wanted to go off-the-cuff on. It is funny how life works. For my wife, Ebony, and for me, we love you guys. We love you. We love you. We love you. All right, Elisha, you were amazing. You did great, like really good. You want to do the question generator with her?
Sure. We're going to have you spin the wheel. I'm going to read a question and you get to answer it.
This is a random question we came up with.
Just put your finger in there and spin that thing. There you go.
Wow. That was lovely.
Question says, I was wondering, who do you seem to sit next to most on a plane? A talker, a sleeper, a reader, or a creeper?
Ooh. A sleeper, a talker, a reader, or a creeper?
Probably a sleeper. Or a talker, because I'm sitting with my child and he keeps going.
On the other side of you, lady. Okay, so right.
On the other side, a sleeper.
If you sleep next to, okay, so if you, just as a heads up, if you normally sleep next to a sleeper, that means that you're probably a talker. I'm just going to put it out there. They trying to get away from you. You're probably the talker. So that's just true. So you know. Oh, we got a giveaway.
100% true.
We got a giveaway we want to give to everybody before we go. You want to tell them the giveaway?
Yeah, we have a giveaway, and
it's a free gift. It's actually a pretty valuable item that you can get. I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah, it's actually a gift. It's like, it's not like, you know, sometimes you go somewhere and they give you a balloon on the way out. You're like, I'm going to do with this. It's useless.
Oh, that was mean.
This is a fabulous gift for you. It's called 4 Things You Can Do to Help Your to Improve Your Marriage Right Now. And you can get that free. And it's like a little mini course. You don't have to pay for it or nothing.
It's not for you, Alicia. I'm sorry.
You can get that right now. And this, you can put it right into work as soon as you start, as soon as the first video shows up.
Yeah. So boom, just go to michaeljr.com/4things. MichaelJR.com/4things, and you are going to get the PDF. You're going to get the video. It's like a little mini course that you can do. 4 things you can do right now to improve your marriage immediately. Super excited about that. You guys are awesome. We completely and entirely love you. We really do. And don't forget to go to MichaelJR.com and buy a bunch of stuff too, because we want your money. What else are we going to say?
We love you guys.
We love y'all. You're awesome, for real. Deuces. Thanks for all the love. It's funny how life works.